Chapter 9. Instruct the Church in Missionary Work.
Watchmen, what of the night? Isaiah 21:11. Are the watchmen of whom this demand is made able to give the trumpet a certain sound? Are the shepherds faithfully caring for the flock as those who must give an account? Are the ministers of God watching for souls, realizing that those under their care are the purchase of the blood of Christ? A great work is to be done in the world, and what efforts are we making for its accomplishment? The people have had too much sermonizing, but have they been taught how to labor for those for whom Christ died? Has a line of labor been devised and placed before them in such a way that each has seen the necessity of taking part in the work? It is evident that all the sermons that have been preached have not developed a large class of self-denying workers. This subject is to be considered as involving the most serious results. Our future for eternity is at stake. The churches are withering up because they have failed to use their talents in diffusing light. Careful instruction should be given, which will be as lessons from the Master, that all may put their light to practical use. Those who have the oversight of the churches should select members of ability and place them under responsibilities, at the same time giving them instruction as to how they may best serve and bless others. Every means should be used to bring the knowledge of the truth before the thousands who will discern the evidence, who will appreciate the likeness of Christ in His people if they can have an opportunity to see it. Let the missionary meeting be turned into account in teaching the people how to do missionary labor. God expects His church to discipline and fit its members for the work of enlightening the world. An education should be given that would result in furnishing hundreds who would put out to the exchangers valuable talents. By the use of these talents, men would be developed who would be prepared to fill positions of trust and influence, and to maintain pure, uncorrupted principles. Thus, great good would be accomplished for the Master.